All right, welcome along to Team 33's World Cup final preview. On my left, we have Kieran Bradley, who is the resident England fan, as we discovered last week. And then we've Ronan Mullen, who's done a couple of shows as well since. Welcome along to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ralph.
And then we've the music aficionado, probably the person with the best taste in music in the entire News Talk, Today FM, 98 FM office, Steve O'Dole. Welcome along, your first ever Team 33.
Thanks Denver. For having me, Ralph. Yeah. I'm honoured.
Good. So, World Cup final, obviously, France and Croatia. One of the big talking points, obviously, listening to John Giles during the week, it's probably going to swing on Pogba. His perception, where do you stand on him, actually?
I have to say, I would have been a critic of Pogba myself. It's funny, I remember Euro 2012, I was actually over there working as a reporter for 98FM. And I remember after the France game, when we played and they were coming through the tunnel for the post-match stuff, and himself and Kante kind of came out at the same time. And Kante was all very prim and proper, had the tie suit, everything was done up nice and neat. And he was very pleasant to everybody, very mannerly, kind of went journalist by journalist, gave everybody a few words. Pogba kind of strolled in and he's kind of, he's got the, he had no tie, the shirt was open up. He had a pair of Nike Air Jordan, I think, with the suit. And he's kind of slinking around, didn't really talk to many people. And at that time, they'd obviously both made their big moves to Chelsea and Manchester United. I'm kind of thinking, if I'm looking at these two players, I think even just by this perception, I think I know which player I want in my team, And it's just interesting, I suppose, because the two of them are teammates. But maybe that's what makes them so special as a combination, because they are so different.
Yeah.
And I think they're two kind of players that you need in your team. You know, you need that bit of flair in midfield that Pogba has, but you also need that kind of discipline that Kante brings to the side. Yeah, a bit like his manager Deschamps.
Yeah.
So, but I have to say, as I would be a critic of Pogba, but I really thought the other night against Belgium, he was excellent. I thought he was really good. He's able to spray those passes, 30, 40 yard passes in any direction. But I thought he was very disciplined in his performance, which is something we haven't seen from Pogba enough either with France or Manchester United. But, I think they need that from him in the final on Sunday.
Do you think pundits are harsh, both on Pogba generally? Or, I would kind of agree with them up to a point, but maybe sometimes there are certain pundits that kind of have it in for him. And it kind of falls in between.
Yeah, occasionally I think the freight train kind of runs away a little bit from certain pundits. They kind of feel like they've backed themselves into a corner.
Yeah.
Like the likes of Souness obviously had the knives out for him fairly early on. And in fairness to him, he gave him fairly grudging praise the other night after Belgium too. But look, Pogba can be his own worst enemy. Like, he has all of the attributes to be the best midfield player in the world. But, he drifts in and out of games. I mean, we've seen it for Manchester United a lot of the time. And I love that dovetailing of Kante and Pogba, that idea of Kante being all business in a suit and Pogba adding a little bit of flair. It's a lovely,
Kante drive a little mini or something, I think, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know what Pogba drives, but
it's very 60s London.
I would have thought maybe a Peugeot or a Citroën, maybe,
But a little car anyway, but your point anyway.
Yeah, no, so I just think, occasionally the pundits can get a little bit over the top, but by the same token, when you have such a high ceiling of talent, you should be holding yourself to a higher standard.
Yeah.
And granted, he's fitted into the system that Deschamps decided on, and probably decided on fairly late as well, because, I mean, even going into the tournament, there was a lot of talk of how they play.
Yeah.
So it's nice that he has that base there, and I really hope he does well in the final. But I don't know, I'd like to see him have the own internal self-discipline to really start delivering this on a regular basis.
And Ronan, on the same point, but also maybe, do you think it'll change, say he has a stormer in the World Cup final, scores a goal, maybe the winner or something, just plays brilliantly, outplays Modric, do you think that changes the narrative?
Yeah, exactly, because even his foremost begrudgers would admit, on a technical level, in terms of with the ball and athleticism, he's peerless almost in world football. It's definitely a concentration stroke mentality issue. He definitely brought his game to another level against Belgium. It's against Watford away or against Brighton at home, he's not going to be able to get to that peak performance, and that's where the likes of great midfield players in the past have been able to produce it on a weekly basis. I have no doubt in my mind Pogba could go out and outplay Modric on Sunday, but whether he can deliver that kind of performance week in, week out remains to be seen,
I think as well that, with a player like that, and maybe it's the reason he hasn't worked at Manchester United as well, is because Mourinho is such a disciplinarian or such an authoritarian.
Yeah.
He needs to be in charge. He needs to run the rule over all of his players. And I don't think Pogba's a player that reacts well to that. I think you need to have, if you're going to be, if you want to know how to treat Pogba well. I think it's just to give him that little bit of leeway to do his own thing. Don't be so harsh on him and don't try and run the rule over him. You kind of need to give him that little bit of freedom, and he probably reacts better to a manager like that. Yeah. And I think Deschamps maybe does that with him, like kind of says, look, maybe he wants him to kind of do that bit of defensive work, but also gives him that bit of freedom as well to kind of do what he wants as well.
Matuidi and Kante, they keep the doors locked at the back, and anything Pogba does in the defensive side of things is a bonus. Whereas at Manchester United, he's expected to be all things to all people, score at one end, be Roy Keane basically in the 90s, but he's never going to be that kind of player. He's a luxury player in some respects, although he has the capability to do what he did against Belgium and be an all-rounder, you know?
Yeah, I think there's a fair point to be made about the kind of attacking unit in front of Pogba in this France team, because I think it's a lot more functional than what he has in United at the moment. There's been a lot, obviously, talked about Manchester United in terms of the Sanchez situation, but also the way the likes of Rashford and Martial are fitting in as they go. So I think once that's settled, you'll probably see a little bit more kind of coherence from Pogba's play. But I would go back to Steve's point that, like, I really do feel that the way that you manage him is really important. And, you know, I'm not sure Mourinho is possibly going to get the best out of him at the moment.
Yeah. Now, we're going to decide player at the tournament on Monday, well, when we record early, because the show is, of course, live all the time when it goes out on Tuesday, with Joe Coffey, Derek Ryan, Killian Woods, whoever's here. But Modric, for me, he should win the Ballon d'Or if he wins the World Cup. That's my kind of belief. I don't know if there's agreement in here or if I'm just sailing the ship by myself.
I think so. Like, you know, he's with Real Madrid. They get to a Champions League final and win their third one in a row. Like, he's just had an incredible year. And I did actually tweet during, I think it was during the Argentina game.
Follow at Dope Soul Rebel if you're on Twitter.
But I do think I kind of said, like, I could watch this guy playing all night, and I think he's underappreciated. Now, a few people came back kind of saying to me that, or in agreement, but there were people who said, well, he totally is appreciated. I don't know. I think up until this year, I think people did respect him and give him credit, but I really don't think he got the level of praise he should.
Was Kroos getting more kind of respect?
I'm not sure either of them will really get. I think that there's a tendency in that Madrid side and that Madrid kind of setup for central midfielders to be looked over a little bit, because there's not so much because the forwards are so fantastic, but just the kind of attitude towards that team. And I think Modric particularly has just been the correlation between his presence in Madrid and their trophy haul over the last few years is just it's no coincidence. I personally, just come back to the point of who you would like to see win, well, potentially whether he would be there for
Ballon d'Or award.
It's a point that I've only thought about since you mentioned it earlier, but it's just that kind of wily guile, that complete assuredness in his own ability, like the other night against England, where he was just like, this is men against boys and I'm the man here, and it was phenomenal to watch. And I think he's just outstanding, the outstanding central midfielder.
I don't know, do you remember much from his time at Tottenham?
Again, you know, I think if Tottenham had decided to keep him and maybe build a side around him for the next few years, I think they might have had a lot more success, you know, because he is, you know, when you think of some of the attacking players that they have there now, can you imagine them playing with
him firing
Modric
the bullets,
now? Harry Kane, especially, like Harry Kane running onto Modric's balls all day. They'd be lethal together, I think.
Yeah, and probably it's maybe a message for Pogba in a sense, because he's only 24, so Modric is, I think, 31 at the moment. So if you take that 7 years of maturation where you do learn to control the game, maybe that is something he might develop into.
Yeah, the issue with Modric, I suppose, at Real Madrid is on that Mount Rushmore team, he doesn't really fit the Galactico profile.
I saw Frankie Boyle tweeted during the week, I think it was just after or before the England semi-final, but at Pickford, it's almost like a boy who's going to meet like this elf in some children's movie or something. That's what the two of them look like beside each other.
He doesn't fit that Galactico profile that Florentino Perez obviously. Yeah. So he's not going to get the endorsement deals and stuff, which is probably why he's not front and centre as much, but he's won 4 Champions Leagues, been in the heartbeat of all those teams.
I think, and like Messi as well, it's another... I suppose it's another victory for small players. Yeah. You know, people have this idea you need to be kind of a big, you know, physically strong athlete to be a good footballer. But Modric and Messi defy those kind of Griezmann, I suppose, another one as well.
But like in the Croatia team, he's basically him and Rakitic. Although Rakitic is like almost complementary player to Modric, I don't think he actually imposes himself on the game as much as Modric does. Mm. But Modric is basically the rising tide that makes some borderline average players in that Croatia team better, and like he basically took them by the scruff of the neck against England, took them over the line, even though he probably struggled with injury like most of his compatriots there.
Yeah, I suppose the final point, Steve, we'll start with yourself. What's your prediction, and where is the winning and losing of this game?
Well, I suppose you have to look at the midfields on both sides, but as well, and I did a piece before the match between France and Uruguay, just talking about defence.
On offtheball.com, yeah.
On offtheball.com. Yeah. And I think if you look back at all the winners of World Cups over the last kind of five or six tournaments, they've all had really good defences. And look at the France team in 98, Italy in 06, the Spain team in 2010, they all conceded two goals in the whole tournament.
Yeah.
And now, obviously, France-Argentina, I think, was a bit... I don't know what you could say about that game. I think France were a little bit unlucky in the way they conceded a couple of those goals. But other than that, they've been fantastically strong at the back. Yeah. Varane and Umtiti, I have to admit, I had doubts about them going into the tournament. I think they've really risen to the level. You look at Pavard as well, who... I know there was a lot of questions over the French full-backs going into this. French journalists were wondering... Did they have strong enough full-backs? Pavard, who would normally play centre-half with Stuttgart.
I think Sidibe and Mendy actually, I think, seemed to be the expectation rather than these two who have come
definitely
in. And
there was even calls for Debussy to be called up. He'd been playing well at club level.
Yeah.
But I think the way Pavard has performed has been incredible. You know, a guy who's used to playing at centre-half. He's played right-back a handful of times for his club, but he's been excellent. And you've got that little bit of, you know, that little bit of nastiness and bite on the other side with Hernandez. You know, I think their back four has been tremendous. Hugo Lloris, I'd have my doubts about still. I think if Croatia can get a few long-range shots at him, test him out early in that game, you know, test his nerve, which, if you get Hugo Lloris maybe doubting himself early in that game, that could definitely help Croatia. But I just look, you know, I do think that we wonder where all this energy is coming from with Croatia. Like, they've played three matches, extra time, penalties in two of those games. You know, that the well's going to run dry eventually. And
unless they keep eating their Weetabix.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. But I just think, my heart is saying Croatia. I'd love Croatia to win this tournament just for the size of the country, what the country has gone through, history.
They'll never be here again, probably.
Exactly, yeah. But I just think there's something about that French side that they just do enough to win, don't they? And I just think they might edge this one by a goal.
Yeah. Kieran, how about you?
Yeah, I think, I know it sounds a little bit obvious, but I think if Kylian Mbappe plays to the level that we know he can, then he's going to seriously cause problems for, for Lovren and potentially Chulika, depending on who starts. But I know it was talked a lot about in the run-up to the England match, but the physical element now is really going to start to bite home for Croatia. I think, was that their third game on the trot that they've had extra time? And I think a lot of that was, when you're kind of running on empty, the things that were being said in the English press would have been in the heads of Modric, Rakitic and the like, Lovren particularly, to just sort of push you over the line. And I wonder whether that's where the adrenaline peaks a little bit, and then you're going to see a slight drop off from the likes of Rosalco, and these players are going to drop too. Sivo made the point about the wing backs for France as well. I think it'll be interesting, in terms of the attacking line for Croatia generally, what state Mandzukic is in, because he looked as if he'd taken a really heavy knock against Pickford the other night, and he's so crucial for the way they play. I think that the fullbacks can still be got at, but my heart is still definitely saying France. I just feel that Mbappe can really bully those players, and you've got Griezmann with that kind of bit of guile and directness behind. I can't really look past them. I'm going to say, I actually think it's going to be fairly comfortable. I think it might be like 3-0, 3-1.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We haven't had a World Cup final like that since.
No, I know. And as I say, look, it may well be an awful prediction, but I just kind of see that they have so much, and they've kind of settled on a system that seems to work for them. So
yeah, well, all predictions are awful until you get it right.
yeah.
Ronan, you have the casting vote now. Yeah. Obviously, it's won already because these two have gone France already.
I can only really echo what the lads have said there. I can't remember a World Cup final where it's been markedly stacked in one team's favour more than this, because Croatia have played the maximum amount of minutes, as the lads have said there, and not since Uruguay in 1950 has a country with such a small population reached a World Cup final. France have been, it's not quite a golden generation because they always seem to have a golden generation, but this group of players, if all else is equal in the balance of play on Sunday, they seem to have the quality in individual areas that will get them over the line. I'd say they'll win by two goals.
Well, we'll see what happens. Ronan, Kieran, Steve-O, thanks for coming in.
Cheers.
We'll be back on Tuesday.